Here's Pastor Warren Wiersbe once again, speaking about the names of Christ, and we learn that Christ is the Alpha and the Omega.
We turn to the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, and I'm going to read verses 12 and 13. These are exciting verses, and I think we're going to have a very special time as we study today. Our Lord speaks and says, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." The name Alpha and Omega, of course, comes from the Greek alphabet. In fact, our word alphabet comes from the Greek alphabet, the first two letters, Alpha, Beta. Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet, Omega is the last letter. And so the Lord Jesus Christ just takes the entire alphabet and takes it to himself and says, "I am Alpha and Omega." This name is repeated four times in the book of Revelation, and the title, "The Beginning and the End, the First and the Last," is also found back in the prophet Isaiah. Now, what truths do we learn about the Lord Jesus Christ from this name, Alpha and Omega? The first truth, I think, is this: his eternity. Jesus Christ is the beginning, and Jesus Christ is the ending. He is the first, he is the last, he is the Alpha and the Omega. Now, this title, Alpha and Omega, is used three other times in the book of Revelation, referring to eternal God. This reference in verse 13 specifically applies this to Jesus Christ. Now, if I stood before you and said, "I am Alpha and Omega," you would shake your head and say, "My, it's too bad that man is just not thinking straight." But when Jesus Christ says, "I am Alpha and Omega, I am the first and the last and the beginning and the end," he is declaring himself to be eternal God. Back in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 4, Jehovah God says, "I am the first and the last." This same concept is repeated in Isaiah 44, verse 6, and Isaiah 48:12. In other words, the Jehovah of the Old Testament, the first and the last, is the Jesus of the New Testament. He is God. Because Alpha and Omega means Jesus Christ is eternal. Our Lord himself said in John 8:58, "Before Abraham was, I am." In Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, we are told he is before all things. As you page through the book of Hebrews, you'll find one word repeated over and over again, the word forever. You see, Hebrews was written to people who wanted to hold on to their temple and their city and their priesthood and their sacrifices, and these things were not going to last forever. In fact, in a few years, the city and the temple would be completely destroyed. There would be no more altar, there would be no more priesthood, there would be no more sacrifice. Now, why hold on to the things that are not going to last when you can build your life on the things that are really going to last? They're going to last forever. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8, "His throne is forever." Now, no monarch on earth ever had a throne forever, but Jesus Christ has a throne forever. Hebrews 5:6, "Thou art a priest forever." The Old Testament priests died. They had to be replaced, but not so with the Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14, "He has perfected forever them that are sanctified." In other words, we have a perfect salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." Now, you and I are not the same forever. We change every day. But Jesus Christ cannot change because he is eternal God. He cannot change for the better because he's perfect. He certainly cannot change for the worse because he's holy. He is the same forever. It's no wonder the book of Hebrews ends in verse 21 of chapter 13, "To him be glory forever." His eternity, Alpha and Omega, Jesus Christ is eternal God. Now, if you don't trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you have no salvation. Our Lord said, "Except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins." My friend, have you tied your life to that which is eternal? Are you building your life on the changing, shifting things of this world? If you are, they aren't going to last. Nothing is going to last. Only God is eternal. And when you trust Jesus Christ, you receive eternal salvation. He is the author of eternal salvation to those who trust Him. Alpha and Omega, His eternity. Well, there's a second truth that comes from this wonderful name, and that is this, His ministry. You say, what do you mean by that, Pastor Wearsby? Well, I mean this. What do you do with letters, Alpha, Omega? Well, with letters, you build words. Well, Jesus Christ is the Word. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, capital W. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Then down in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh. That's Jesus Christ. And we beheld His glory. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's eternal Word. Once again, I go back to the book of Hebrews. One of the major themes in the book of Hebrews is this. God has spoken. What are you going to do about it? The book begins, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in times past, has in these last days spoken unto us, how? In His Son. Toward the end of the book of Hebrews, the Word of God says, see that you don't turn your ears away from Him who is speaking to you. What will you do with the Word of God? Now, Jesus Christ is Alpha and Omega. He is the alphabet of God's revelation. And from the alphabet of God's revelation, He builds the Word. And if you want to understand God, you have to know Jesus Christ. Oh, I've met people in my travels who say, well, I get so much truth about God walking in the woods. Well, you can learn some things about God walking in the woods. Someone says, I love to sit and look at a beautiful sunset. It tells me so much about God. Well, it can, but you'll learn much more in God's final revelation, which is His Son, Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews again says, God has spoken, and this is His last word. Jesus Christ is God's last word. After this, if you want to know about God, you have to come to Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ is Alpha and Omega. His ministry is the ministry of revelation. He reveals God to us. In the upper room, one of the apostles said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and yet you don't know me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. This is Alpha and Omega, His ministry of revelation. He is God's alphabet of grace, revealing the heart and the mind of God that we might know Him and become like Him. There's a third truth that is found in this name, Alpha and Omega. Not only His eternity and His ministry, but His sufficiency. In the English language, we say, He has everything from A to Z. Well, the Greeks would say, He has everything from Alpha to Omega. He has all sufficiency. Now, when Jesus tells me He is Alpha and Omega, He is saying, I am sufficient. There's nothing missing. I am all that you need. In recent weeks, I have been studying Paul's letter to the Colossians, and I've noticed that about 40 times in this little letter, he uses the word all. For example, verse 16 of chapter 1 of Colossians, for by Him were all things created. Verse 17, He is before all things, and by Him all things consist, or hold together. In verse 18, that in all things He might have the preeminence. Verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Chapter 2 of Colossians, verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Chapter 2, verse 9, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You say, what does that mean to me? Verse 10 of chapter 2 tells us what it means to us. And you are complete in Him. You are made full in Him. Did you know that when you trusted Christ as your Savior, you were introduced to eternal sufficiency? Everything you ever need you can get from Jesus Christ. You are rich in Him. And He comes to you and says, what is it you need? Just spell it out to me. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am adequate for every situation. I am sufficient for every need. That's what the grace of God is all about. The grace of God means that God is adequate for every need. Some of you are hurting today. There are some of you who are listening who are facing a rather dismal situation. Bad news has come into your home. Bad situations have come into your life, and you feel very inadequate. Well, I want you to know this. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you are plugged into eternity. He's Alpha and Omega. You have His ministry of revelation. He will teach you His Word. And you have His sufficiency. Whatever your need is today, He is adequate to meet it. Now, there's a fourth lesson I want to share with you, and it's this. Alpha and Omega not only means His eternity and His ministry and His sufficiency, but it means His victory. Whatever He starts, He finishes. I confess to you, I have in my files work that I have started and I've never finished. I have books that I have begun. I've never completed them. Well, Jesus Christ finishes everything He starts. The book of Revelation reveals that to us. In Genesis, we had the heavens and the earth created. In Revelation, we have the new heavens and the new earth. In the book of Genesis, Satan attacked God's creation and brought sin. In the book of Revelation, Satan is bound and then he is cast into the pit. And there is eternity of glory without any sin. The book of Revelation is the completion of the book of Genesis. What God starts, He finishes. What God starts in our lives, He'll finish. Oh, I know, sometimes it looks as though God's not going to make it. But He's going to make it, my friend. I want you to know that. I want you to be encouraged today. He is Alpha and Omega. And if you begin with Him at Alpha, you will end with Him at Omega, because He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. Hebrews chapter 12 tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 reminds us that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Well, it's interesting to note that Jesus Christ, who is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, loves us and wants to help us today. His eternity, His ministry, His sufficiency, His victory. Let's be encouraged today, for He is Alpha and Omega, and He is our Savior.